to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and join me every week as I talk about running a creative business, a bunch of pop culture fun, and even more. So let's get into this week's episode.
What's up, you guys? It's me, Emily, and I am back with a new episode of the Creative Boss Babe podcast. Now, before we get into this week's episode, I do want to sincerely apologize for missing last week's episode. If you guys don't follow me on social media, then you wouldn't know that it was a truly crazy week for me. I spent 3 days on different sets filming and just creating content, and it was a lot, and I didn't have time to record an episode for you guys like I usually would, so I sincerely apologize, but don't fret, I'm making it up to you. So instead of not posting next week like I was planning on, you guys are actually getting a special Black Friday episode of the podcast, so I'm super excited about that. But yes, today we are here to talk about how to run a group giveaway to grow your email list. So, if you guys didn't know, I am currently running a group giveaway to grow my email list, and it's something that I've been wanting to do for a while now, something I'm super excited to do, and yeah, so I want to tell you about it, how I'm doing it, and kind of just let you guys know if it's something you should do or not. So, first let's start with the idea and how I got it. As you guys know, I love Kate Doster. I actually found her through her Back to Business giveaway a few months ago. She was hosting it right near back to school time, and it was a group giveaway between her and a bunch of other entrepreneurs where they were each giving away something for creatives. So she gave away a bunch of Trello boards, and there were a bunch of different things that honestly were amazing and I loved. And I absolutely loved the idea. I found it on social media, and I saw it and I was like, that's weird, but also super interesting, and I have to check it out. So, of course, I did, and I signed up, and I went through all the steps, and I saw how it was working for her and how she did it, and I just thought it was such a cool idea. I'd never seen anything like it happen before. So, of course, I was like, well, I want to do one for my business now, which takes me to how I planned mine, because it was kind of an unconventional planning. So, let me start with the fact that I wanted to set this up for the week of Black Friday. So Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, all those days, I wanted to have this giveaway running. And when I finally thought of doing it, it was about probably the beginning of October. So you can understand the rush of it all. Like, you know, planning a normal giveaway takes some time, but planning a group giveaway where you have to get other contributors and people involved in it, that takes even more time. But I did it. So what I did was I set up an Asana board. So you know, I use Asana to plan everything in my business. I set up a board with a bunch of different things that I needed to do. I set up different tasks, one for all the links, one for swipe files. It was kind of based on the giveaway one she was giving away, Kate Doster, in her Trello giveaway as part of her group giveaway. But this one actually allowed me to kind of make it my own. So I set up with a to-do list for what I needed to handle beforehand and kind of just like things I knew I would need to do for myself, for my platform, for the people I was working with. So I first had to pick out the dates. And like I said, I wanted to do it during Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Thanksgiving, those days, because those are such big days to like reach out to people and people are looking to get things. And I was like, you know what? I bet this would really, really work. So of course I did it, and it has worked. So far I've had a bunch of signups, and the giveaway doesn't even open officially until the 25th. Today, the day I'm recording this, is the 20th, so keep that in mind. And I also had to start figuring out like how I was going to build the website for this, how I was going to find contributors, and yeah, it took a lot, but I did it. So once I figured out when I wanted it to happen, I started pitching to potential contributors. I honestly probably did this near the middle to end of October, so didn't really give anybody much time, but I knew if people did want to participate, then they'd be willing to rush it, because it would not only help me, but it would help them. So I started reaching out to potential contributors. I put out an all call in a Facebook groups I was part of, basically just saying, hey, I have this idea that I wanted to do, but I'm going to need help with it. Would anybody be interested? And I kind of like explained what it would be like. And that garnered quite a bit of interest from different parties, different biz owners, from boss ladies, just amazing, amazing, amazing people. And then I also decided to reach out to some of my biz friends that I have an Instagram pod with. And I was like, hey, you guys, I know you're so busy. We all are. But I have this idea and it'll help a lot of our main audience. And I think it would really, really, really do well for us. So here's what I want to do. If any of you are interested, let me know. And in all, I got about 12 people, I think, total involved. And that to me was super amazing. I also reached out to just like a couple of individual people. Some I heard from, some I didn't hear from. And like, that's okay. There's sometimes you're not going to hear back, and that's perfectly fine. In this instance, I didn't hear back from some. I was a little heartbroken, but then I figured, well, if this does well, then when I go to do the next round, then I can reach out to them then. So once I reached out to people and they were like, oh yeah, I love this, I want to be part of it, I decided to start building the website. Now, as you guys know, I build my entire website on Showit. That's where I have my podcast site, where I have my main business website, where I have my new blog, because I now have a blog. And I decided to also build my giveaway page on there. So I built it at a subdomain for my own website domain. It's giveaway.dreamnowmedia.com. It'll be linked in the description if you guys want to go and sign up. We'll talk about it more a little bit later and like what's there. But I set it up there. I took an idea for a landing page and I turned it into what is now the homepage of the giveaway. It's one that I truly, truly, truly love. I based it on another one I saw on Pinterest, but of course I adapted it and made it my own. It's very unique, very special, something I truly love and am very, very, very proud of. But I built that out, and then I built out the social share page, which is an extra step after you sign up for the giveaway, that once you sign up, it prompts you to share the giveaway on Facebook, and it gives you an extra gift if you do that. Then I also had to set up the gift mall, which is the place where all of the gifts and the prizes will be sitting, so people can go and pick and choose which ones they want, and they can individually get those. But that one was probably the hardest page to design because I had no idea what I was going to do for it. I had like a mini idea, but other than that, I was just like, So I spent probably 3 days just playing around with it before coming up with what I have, which is now every single person's gift has a different section and they're color coded. So it goes white, pink, blue, white, pink, blue, and it alternates. So it goes from the mock-up being on the right to the mock-up being on the left or vice versa. And it looks really cool. It's a little hard to set up, but it looks amazing and I truly love it. And I'm another one I'm very, very proud of. So I built that and I got it ready so I could just go and input text and everything from the contributors, which I then had to figure out like what all do they need to submit. So I came up with a submission form through Google Forms because it's free. It's easy, especially if you have Google Drive and G Suite, you can set it up for free so they can submit all their files. It's super, super, super easy. I can't believe how easy it actually was. I tried Typeform before and it just did not work right. So I set up a Google form with a thing that said, here's all that you need to submit. Here's your name, your gift name, your description. Here's a bio that needs to be like 3 to 5 sentences. And I wrote all that out and I got it ready to go to them. And as they were coming in, I was like, okay, now I need to give them a landing page to give them all the info they need to know. So that's when I started building the contributor portal. And it's not like an actual portal where they can log in. I haven't figured that one out yet, but it's coming. But it's a page that's hidden from everything else that basically is just for contributors. It has a video explaining the giveaway a bit more and how it's going to work. Then it also has different ways to contact me. It gives them direct links to different pages of the giveaway, so the giveaway home, the share page, and the gift mall, which they're not allowed to share until the giveaway goes live on the 20th, when everybody, or 25th, when people can start accessing things. Then there's all of the social stuff, which is basically a bunch of social images and whatnot that they can share with on their Facebooks, their Instagrams, their Pinterest, along with email copies so they can send emails out to their list about the giveaway that includes the links and whatnot. It's very engaging, very fun. I love them. And then I also did social post copy. So if like they don't know what to write about the giveaway, then they can go and copy that and use the images given. Then I did list out everything they needed to supply with their gift. So it says a headshot, short bio, gift name, gift value, description, gift mockup, links, and a gift landing page. So that would be the extra page where people would go to download the gift, not the actual gift mall itself. It would link out. And then I linked the submission form with that. And that was how the contributor page was set up. That one probably only took me about 10 minutes to set up because I knew what it needed to be. So I was just like, here's what we're going to do. Here's how I'm going to do it. So then once I did that, I started sharing it with other contributors. I also added them all into my Flowdesk so I could send them all batch emails because it just seemed like the easiest thing to do. I also should point out now that we had to use an email provider to set up this giveaway and the forms and whatnot, and I decided to use Flowdesk because it's the one that's the most beautiful and easy to use. So I set up a special segment in my Flowdesk account, and when people sign up for the giveaway on the giveaway page, it lets them know. There's a little notification that says when you sign up for this giveaway, you sign up for all of the email lists associated with it. So it's like as soon as they sign up, then we all will get their email. Once the giveaway is completely over, I will give everybody access to the file of subscribers. So they will all have them that they can input into their email list. It's really simple and easy. And I figured it was the best way to do it because instead of having to go and set up MailChimp, which nobody likes and it's hard to fuck with, nobody wants to do it. So this just seemed like the best way to do it. And honestly, it's worked very, very, very well so far. So, once I did that, honestly, it just was like getting all the gifts in and stuff. So, I've spent probably the last 2 weeks getting gifts in and inputting them into the gift mall, and I'm excited about it. There's so many amazing gifts that I honestly am going to share a bit about them with you now. So, of course, there's my gifts. So, I have 2 in this giveaway. I have my Email Marketing Made Easy course, which is a brand new course that is literally launching for this. It's going to be free for this, and then it's going to be $27 for life. So, it's not that big of a price jump, but it is going to be a price jump. You're not going to get it for free if you don't get it during the giveaway. So, I have that. And then I also decided to give away a website template. So you guys know I build website templates, and I was like, you know what, I want to do something a little extra special for the giveaway. So I set up a giveaway for the XO one page template for Show It. It's my latest website template. It's one I'm truly obsessed with. It's very beautiful. It's bright. It's colorful. It's fun. It's a one page website that's easy for anybody to edit. So I figured I'd give that away. Then we also have the Master Your Mindset and Slay Your Dragons Masterclass from Jennifer Luddington. And it's a super amazing one to help you get focused and kind of get rid of all your guilt and your shame and just help you live a better life through health and fitness and just help you get ready for the new year. Then there is the How to Build a Viral Worthy Awareness campaign from Jenny Hale of JH Marketing Results. This one's super amazing. It helps you build amazing, amazing, amazing courses and just any campaigns that literally don't need ads. It's amazing. You don't have to waste money on it. It's honestly a great, great, great thing that everybody should have. So next, we have the 7 Stages of Growing a Business Guide from Livia Genvi of Empowered Star Boss LLC. This one is another amazing, amazing guide to figuring out how to create a high-earning, long-lasting, enjoyable, woman-owned business. Honestly, so insightful. Love it. Definitely think everybody should have it. After that, there's the Pin Proficient Masterclass from Joanne Wetzel of Pin Savvy Co. And again, Pinterest is so amazing for business, and this course will help you create a strategy for running your Pinterest professionally. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. Joanne's amazing, so this course is just as good as she is. Then we also have the 3-part goal setting and vision planning bundle from Deanna Lugoli, and she's super amazing, super inspiring. And this bundle comes with an amazing goal setting video training, the Success and Goal Planner, a digital vision board training and vision board templates. So all of those amazing, amazing, amazing things you can use to work on your business. And that is just the tip of the iceberg. There's so many amazing, amazing, amazing gifts that you guys should just sign up and go peek and download all the ones you want. Honestly, it's amazing. I highly, highly, highly recommend. So I know it sounds like it's a lot of work and you're probably like, why are you doing this? It's too much, especially this time of year with everything going on. And honestly, I'm doing it not only to grow my list, because of course that's amazing, but because I wanted to collaborate with a bunch of other amazing, amazing female entrepreneurs and boss ladies to help other creative business owners, especially women-led creative businesses, start and get their businesses ready for 2020. I have wanted to do this for so, so long. I love, 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 love helping other entrepreneurs get their businesses ready. So I just thought this would be a great, great way to do this. And if it helped grow my list, then it helped grow my list, but it wasn't my main priority. But it definitely is something that is great about it. So if you guys want to do it, let me know. And I may just drop my Asana planner template for it before the new year. So if you guys want this, go ahead over to at Dreamnow Media on Instagram and send me a message telling me you want the planner template, and I will put it out as a freebie on my blog. So now let's talk about how you can sign up for the giveaway. I kind of talked about it a little bit before, but if you head to giveaway.dreamnowmedia.com, you can sign up with your name and your email right now. The official waitlist is open currently. It opened on November 18th and it will continue to be open until November 24th. Then November 25th, it'll just turn to registration, and all of the people who sign up after that point will be automatically redirected to the gift mall. The people who signed up before that will get emails and updates about the giveaway. They'll get reminders and they'll be the first to access the giveaway portal in the gift mall. So definitely sign up now, reserve your spot, be one of the first to log in and get all of your amazing, amazing, amazing gifts, because like I said, there's so many of them, they're still coming. So highly, highly, highly recommend you sign up now to be one of the first to get it. Again, if you guys want to sign up, it's giveaway.dreamnowmedia.com. It'll be linked in the description of this episode. And you can find the link at the podcast website, dreamnowmedia.com/links. That's where we link everything that's mentioned in these episodes. You can go there and just click the Boss Lady Bundle giveaway button. You'll see it. It's there. It's super big. It's super bright, super colorful. You hit that, it'll redirect you to the giveaway page. You just sign up with your name and your email. And yeah, you follow the steps, you share it, you get the extra gift, all that fun stuff. So now that I've talked to you off about that for 18 minutes, we're going to take a break for some ads and get into the rest of the episode. This next ad is for the brand Lively, an amazing clothing company created by women for women. Lively is inspired by what we believe makes a woman sexy today: smart, healthy, confident, active, and outgoing. Lively is not just about the product, it is about a mindset that reminds, empowers, and enables us all to live life doing what we love with the people we love. Created by a team with over 60 years of experience, you're sure to find an amazing, durable, and cute piece to fit your needs. You can shop their amazing bralettes, panties, and even their clothing now and get $10 off when you use the code AMB-BTGirlBossPod. It'll be linked in the description at checkout. To shop, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, and hit the get $10 off your Lively order with the code AMB-BTGirlBossPod. Get yourself one of their amazing products and just see why they're so talked about. Make sure you also tag #WearLively and @WearLively to show off your amazing purchase on Instagram. If you have a service-based business and are looking for a way to streamline your entire business, look no further than HoneyBook. HoneyBook is an amazing all-in-one platform perfect for creatives that can help you do everything from reaching potential clients to creating contracts to even invoicing on there and more. It's super easy to set up and begin using, which is a huge plus for the person who has so much to do and no way to automate it all.
HoneyBook is $40 a month or $400 a year, which is a bit of a steep price, but if you use the code EMILY69824, when purchasing your subscription, you can get 20% off. That means you can save $80 on an annual subscription. If you're unsure if you should take advantage of the move, take advantage of their 7-day trial to see if it works for you. To sign up for HoneyBook, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram. It's in the description of our episode. And hit the button that says join HoneyBook and get 20% off your subscription. It only takes minutes to sign up and then you can start streamlining your process. Now go. What are you waiting for? Guys, since signing up, Flowdesk's email marketing platform has changed the way I operate my business. The simple, aesthetically pleasing platform has taken my biz from one newsletter a year to once a week, if not more. With amazing, easy-to-customize templates from the Rising Tide Society and Jenna Kutcher, you can find the perfect email template for you. Each template also includes a plug-and-play copy and amazing fonts. You can sign up right now and get a free month plus 50% off your subscription now when you sign up at flowdesk.com/C/dreamnow. Again, you can sign up at flowdesk.com/C/dreamnow. This is one tool you definitely should have in your creative business toolbox.
So this week's small creator shout out goes to somebody who has recently helped me so much in my business. And I figured in the spirit of giving of this episode, I wanted to share this because she's super amazing. She gave me so much amazing info. And it is Brianna Gunn. She is a copywriter whose mission it is to help you sell yourself, your services, and your business. I had the opportunity to hop on a 45-minute clarity call with her over my break from the podcast. If you guys didn't know, again, I took a break. And in that time, I was able to hop on a quick call with her, and she helped me clarify what I should do for my business and how I should do it. She helped me figure out how I'm going to do my holiday sales for the year, what I'm going to be doing for my business in the new year, and just so much. She's truly, truly amazing, and her Instagram alone will give you so much helpful information that I definitely think you should check it out. You can follow her right now on Instagram at the Brianna Gunn, THEBRIANNAGUNN. If you guys want to follow her, definitely do so. Make sure you let her know that the Dream Now Media podcast sent you. You can also check out her link in the description of this episode and over on the podcast website, dreamnowmedia.com/links. She will be linked there. So you can go over there, you can click on it, and you can go follow her. You definitely, definitely should. Again, this week's small creator shout out goes to Brianna Gunn, a copywriter who I love so much. And girl, if you're listening to this, keep inspiring. This week's song of the week actually goes to a new song for me. It's Hollywood by Lewis Capaldi, and it's honestly a bop. I had it playing almost on repeat during my crazy week off, my crazy break from the podcast, because I would get so frustrated and stressed, and anytime I just needed to calm down, I would just like turn it on, put my earbuds in, and relax for a couple of minutes because I knew I needed it to calm down. And this song just did that for me. It's really, really, really amazing, and I highly recommend you listen to it. If you guys want to listen to this song and all the other songs we've mentioned on this podcast, you can head to Spotify and search for the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist. It's kind of a long name, but if you search for it, you will be able to find it, and you can go and listen to all the amazing music we've mentioned in all of our episodes. Or you can head to our website, dreamnowmedia.com/links, and there will be Song of the Week and Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist. You can click on either of those buttons and you will be able to listen to this song and more. Again, this week's Song of the Week is Hollywood by Lewis Capaldi, and I love it. I felt like for this pop culture moment, I had to talk about the release of Disney Plus because it came out last week, and again, I wasn't around. But Disney Plus is here and they're adding so many amazing titles. They're working on so many amazing things. They literally have a Lizzie McGuire reboot coming. I'm so excited. I think it's a reboot. It might be a sequel. I'm not exactly sure what it is. I just know it will have the original cast playing their original characters, and that's super exciting. Gordo's back. They announced that. I really, 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 really hope Gordo and Lizzie end up together at the end of the series or at some point in the series, because we all know they were supposed to be together, and if it wasn't for the movie, then we wouldn't have ever gotten them together. But they had a kiss, and hopefully now they will get together for good, because they need each other. I'm just excited, honestly. There's so many amazing things on here. I've been watching High School Musical, the musical, the series. High School Musical, the series. Yeah, that's the name of it. It's a long title, but it's good, especially if you like The Office and High School Musical. It's like a weird mixture of both. That's great. I've also been catching up and watching a bunch of old favorite movies. I've been watching the Princess Diaries films. I watched a little bit of Wizards of Waverly Place and Hannah Montana. And it's just going very, very well. So I highly recommend you get it. If you guys don't know what Disney Plus is, you've probably been living under a rock. Don't know why you're listening to my podcast if you have been. But Disney Plus is Disney's new streaming platform that you can get now for $6.99 a month or $69.99 a year. Honestly, it's a great deal. It's cheaper than Netflix. And it's going to have the entire Disney catalog of films and shows. So honestly, I don't see any downside to it. If you're not a Disney fan, I get it, but I truly love it. If you guys have Disney Plus, or if you've been thinking about it, or if you just have any thoughts on it, head on over to my Instagram. There will be a poll on my story. Go and answer that, or shoot me a DM, because I really want to know your thoughts on it. Do you think it's worth it? Do you not think it's worth it? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Did you get it? Are you borrowing somebody else's? Let me know. And with that comes the end of this episode. It's a little short, I know. I apologize. I just really wanted to talk to you guys about this giveaway and everything that's going on with it, and let you guys know that you can still sign up. The giveaway runs until December 6th, so be sure to sign up. And yes, I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited for it. It should just be really, really amazing. And yes, I hope you guys liked this episode. If you did, please head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts, give the podcast a 5-star rating, and leave us a little note telling us why you love the show, and we may just give you a shout out in the next episode. Okay, that's it. If you guys want to see or hear anything we mentioned in this episode, you can head to dreamnowmedia.com/links. It's linked in the description of this episode. There you can find links to everything mentioned, from our ad sponsors to our links to our song to our small creator shout out and everything in between. So go ahead there, go check it out, go find everything you need. It's linked in the description of this episode. I will be back next week with a special episode. I love you guys. Bye.